broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Bucks and Pacers. Clippers Nuggets. Pistons Knicks. Timberwolves and Lakers. A buffet. A feasting of NBA playoffs starting today. Welcome on in, folks. Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez taking you all the way up until 10 o'clock this morning. Miami Heat fans, rise and shine. You don't have a first-round draft pick. 888-760-3776. That number to call on in. We have NBA playoffs starting today. We have the Miami Heat in the playoffs. Good news is Heat make the playoffs. Two things, two bad things. Number one, no first-round draft pick. Number two, you play Cleveland and you have absolutely no chance of winning.
Heat in five, baby.
Now, this is coming from a tremendously big Cleveland Cavalier fan, but Damien, there's the delusion of Heat fan. There's no way you think they're winning this
series.
I've
watched this
there's
movie
no way.
So many times with the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra. I mean, I'll sit here and say that the Miami Heat are the best playing team in the history of the NBA, and we should not be taken lightly in the first round of the playoffs.
That's fair. That's fair. I think it's going to be a four-game possible sweep. Let me know if I'm wrong. 888-760-3776. There's too much on the Cleveland team. Who's the best player on the Heat? Hero?
Tyler Hero.
All right. Is he the third best player on the Cleveland Cavaliers? The answer is no.
He's the second best player. No, he's behind not. Who's better than him other than
Dude,
D. Mitchell?
Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Donovan Mitchell. All three of them.
I feel like Garland they're different kinds of player. If you need a score, if you're looking for a score, that's Tyler Hero.
Well,
Tyler Hero is
well,
a better scorer.
We have the better
than
version of Tyler Hero and Donovan Mitchell.
I won't argue that.
I understand. I just think the best player on the Heat roster would be the fourth best player on this roster.
No, not to the your, fourth. Not the. To, Don't do fourth not be, disrespect my boy Tyler Hero.
I am going. It's
boy
not.
Wonder.
It's not disrespecting Evan Mobley. Damn near defensive player of the year, in my opinion, should be defensive player of the year. Darius Garland, a top five point guard in the NBA, top six point guard in the NBA. Donovan Mitchell, arguably top 10 player altogether. So that's where I'm coming from here. Maybe higher for Mitchell, by the way. He just has to have some playoff success. You know, let me know if I'm wrong. 888-760-3776. I think it was a big mistake. I think you should have gotten the draft pick. Now what? You're going to tell these guys to lose? I understand the point. But if I were a Heat fan, I would have much rather have had the first-round draft pick, reassess, try to maybe get a Kevin Durant. You know, Colin Russo and I talked about that yesterday. Russo and Rizzo, folks, Monday through Friday, myself, Colin Russo. You can hear us right here on ESPN 106.3, 4-6. We talked about this yesterday of maybe possibly going out and getting a star this offseason. Would trading for Kevin Durant do something? Now, you'd have to trade a player like Tyler Hero. But I just don't know. I don't know what this does. I don't know winning and getting to the playoffs does, because you're not beating Cleveland. You don't have Jimmy Butler and you don't have the 1A star. You'd be lucky to win a game.
Listen, I feel like the Cleveland Cavaliers have a lot more pressure here. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have...
No doubt.
They need to prove that they're not just a regular season team. They need to prove that they can have this playoff success. The Miami Heat are coming in with nothing to lose, and we've seen them in this position before. You know, when the Heat played the Celtics as the eighth seed, qualifying from the play-in tournament, we beat the Celtics. Now, granted, we had Jimmy Butler. You know, it was a better constructed team, but I feel like this Miami Heat... They've got nothing to lose. They're playing with house money. And the players we traded for, Davion Mitchell, I don't know if you saw him last night. Great game. Fits the scheme perfect. He's the perfect Heat DNA, Heat culture player. And then, I mean, Andrew Wiggins, many would argue Andrew Wiggins was one of the best players on Golden State when they did make their playoff run. So just to have these players, the depth in Miami, I feel like, yes, maybe Donovan Mitchell is the best player on the court. But when we're talking about a team as a whole, I mean, I know I'm a Heat fan and I'm a homer. But when I look at this Heat team, I just feel like the grit that they play with in the playoffs, it's hard to find. And the playoffs, you know, defense wins games in the playoffs. And the Miami Heat have defense and more.
I like Khalil Ware. I like Davion Mitchell, to your point, two young players that I think Eric Spoelstra is happy to have on the roster. Tyler Herro played 45 minutes last night and played incredible again.
We would have lost that game if it wasn't for Herro down the stretch.
30 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and the game
big
was
shots in the fourth.
The
too.
Game to Damian's point, the game went to overtime. The game was a lot closer than 123 to 114. Andrew Wiggins finally played well. I think Wiggins is one of those contracts you're going to want to get rid of in the offseason. I think the Terry Rozier contract is a contract you're going to want to get rid of in the offseason. I don't know. I think that a player along the lines of like, you're going to have to upgrade Alec Burks, and listen to me talking about the Heat like they've already lost the series to Cleveland. But there are places to retool. And that's what Pat Riley does. I got to give Riley his credits. That's what Riley does. He retools.
In the series against Cleveland, I think you mentioned it, the player that's going to have a big series is the rookie Khalil Ware. With the size that Cleveland has with Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, I think the only player that we can really match up when it comes to size is Khalil Ware. Because yeah. Bam Adebayo, he's a smaller center. You know, he plays great defense. He's one of the best defenders in the NBA, but he's a bit smaller in size. So I feel like Khalil Ware will have to step up in the playoffs. He's going to have to play a big role. I mean, he showed flashes in the regular season. It's all about maturity with him. And I think Eric Spoelstra is the best coach to be under if you're a rookie.
And DeAndre Hunter will probably be guarding.
Great pickup.
Yeah, he'll probably be guarding Tyler Herro. That's my best guess. That's the Cavs' best perimeter defender. The five of Mitchell, Garland, Mobley, Hunter, and Allen is really good. That's a really good five.
That's about it.
I don't sleep on Ty Jerome. Okay, don't sleep on Max Strus. Isaac Okoro was a lottery pick. Dean Wade gives good minutes. But to your point, Damian, yeah, five. You got about five on this team.
And that's why
you got
I feel
about
like-
five. But Strus is going to hit a three. Jerome's going to surprise a couple people. And Sam Merrill could hit a three as well.
Yeah, I mean, Strus, we know him very well down here in Miami. He's a player that kind of, I don't want to say, made his name down here in Miami.
Oh, he did. No. No ifs, ands, or buts.
But
he did.
We definitely gave him the shot, and he definitely took the most out of that opportunity. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to feel like a revenge game for him. I'm sure it will. He's that kind of guy. I feel like he plays with that chip on his shoulder. But ultimately, I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers, that's kind of why I say they should feel like they have the pressure in this series. You know, qualifying first in the East, you got to make a run in the playoffs. You have to at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if we were to look at the teams that were in the play-in, the hardest team, the team you least want to play in the first round, it's got to be the Miami Heat. If we're analyzing the Heat, the Hawks, the Bulls, and
out of that play-in tournament, yeah, you're right.
Remember the last team. I mean, the Miami Heat is definitely the worst team to play in that first round. So this is why I feel like the Miami Heat are kind of playing with house money. They've been in this position before. They have the experience on the court and as a coach. So it's going to be a tough series. I mean, I wouldn't overlook them if I'm a Cleveland fan.
Heat, Hawk, Bull, Magic. Magic is the seventh seed.
Magic.
Heat is the eighth seed. The Magic will be facing off against the Boston Celtics.
By the way,
Celtics.
Miami Heat, first 10 seed to ever make it out of the play-in. Breaking records. I know this is, what, the third edition of the play-in, but
dude, I can't take that play-in tournament serious. Every single year, the same suspects are in that thing. Every single year.
And it's always the Heat Bulls.
The Bulls and Heat. It's like, when they created the ridiculous play-in tournament, it was the promise of, it's going to give young and up-and-coming teams a chance to get playoff experience. It's turned into, let's just coast through the regular season and try to get to the playoffs. That's what it's turned into.
And it kind of took that, what you just said, the young teams making the playoffs. I mean, that was Orlando. And if there was no play-in, they would have qualified as a 7th.
My problem, Orlando had a down year this year for all intents and purposes. Orlando was supposed to be better this year.
Banchero got hurt early in the season. Yeah. He was out for about 2-3 months.
The Magic were supposed to be better this year. They did not have the season that they thought coming. And listen, they almost beat the Cavs. For me, sitting here high-hatting about the Cavs, they should have lost to the Magic last year.
You know who I know you're a Cavs fan, so I know you're not going to like hearing this, but do you remember the Toronto Raptor teams when DeRozan was on there and Lowry, they were the number one seed?
Yeah, LeBron beat them every year.
Every year.
Like clockwork.
I feel like that's the identity that Cleveland has to beat out, because yes, they're their number one seed in the East. Yes, they got a great team, but now can they do it in the playoffs? You know, if you're the number one seed and you get bumped early, I mean,
we called LeBron the meteor.
Yeah, granted, LeBron.
We called LeBron the meteor because he would destroy all the dinosaurs. He was never losing to Toronto. But at the same time, Dame, all the pressure is on the Cavs. I'm not sitting here saying the pressure isn't on the Cavs. But at the same time, Cleveland's good enough to sweep. They're good enough to win in five games. And the point I'm trying to make is going to the playoffs and losing a first-round draft pick and losing in a gentleman's sweep or losing in four, is it worth
it? That's been the Miami Heat way. I mean, when has the Miami Heat not done
that? Hashtag Heat culture.
It's for the better and for the worse. But the one thing we can say is they're always going to stick to it. And I don't think while Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra's there, I don't think it's going to change. I would have loved to have a lottery pick. Don't get me wrong. We also would have had a lottery pick if the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. That didn't happen. So, I mean, to your point, I would have loved to have a lottery pick. But at the same time, in the same breath, if I'm a fan of a team, I'm going to want them to go out and win no matter what the situation is, no matter what the context is. That's kind of what you love about the Miami Heat. So I'll take it.
Now, they were able to get a game from the Celtics. Remember, they hit 27 threes in one game? I think they broke the NBA record for it.
I mean, listen, I think they did beat
the Celtics in a game last year.
That's the one team, the Celtics, who I don't mean to switch topics on you, but I don't see anybody touching the Celtics this year.
888-760-3776, that number to call in. 888-760-3776. Heat fans, you excited that the Heat made the playoffs? Would you rather have had a first-round draft pick? The first-round draft pick now goes elsewhere. Is there a chance against the Cavaliers and their lineup of Mitchell, Garland, Mobley, Hunter, and Allen? And your overall thoughts on the Miami Heat and their season and making the playoffs as the eighth seed? Now, Damian, you mentioned the Celtics, and I think that series is all but a wrap. To your point, the first round matchup with Boston and the Mets. The only team that could beat the Celtics is Cleveland. That's the only team that has the quality to beat them. It's the only team that really beat them in the regular season. The Celtics and the Cavs faced off a plethora of times in the regular season, and each game was pretty good. The one that I go back to is the one where the Cavs were down 25 to like 2, and they came back and won.
Granted, first quarter, I remember that.
This is the NBA.
Regular season what is a grain of salt.
Yeah, and like what is a 20-point lead in the NBA? That could eviscerate in a matter of 30 seconds. Go down, hit back-to-back threes, get a stop. All of a sudden, it's damn near 10. So I'm not going to put too much stock into the regular season, but what I will put stock into is it was, the quarterfinals, right before the semifinals last year in the Eastern Conference. And Mitchell, the series was tied. Donovan Mitchell didn't play the last two games, and that was it. Boston 1-6. So if Mitchell plays in some of those games, I think it could go 7. No promises that the Cavs were winning that series. But for people, it cracks me up when people go, oh, they have absolutely no chance. You had a chance last year without your best player. So I don't really understand that waffle, but the Celtics should be the favorite to come out. I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, no, and Cleveland with the size that Cleveland has, you can argue they're probably the biggest starting five in the Eastern Conference, maybe even in the West. So any team they're up against, it's going to be a hard matchup when you play these Cleveland Cavaliers. They're very physical. You know, they got players like Garland and Donovan Mitchell who can create their own shots. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the Cleveland Cavaliers. All I'm saying is I feel like they have to beat the pressure and beat the expectations here.
Yeah, and the Magic, as we said, kind of a 41-41 for that team. They probably were aiming more towards 50 games. But who would you rather play in the first round, the Heat or the Magic?
The Magic.
Or sorry, the Celtics or the Cavs?
The Cavs.
Such an idiot.
The Cavs. I mean, I would avoid the Celtics at all costs, I think. So I think that series they get, versus Orlando's sweep.
They get the 7th seed, which is the better seed technically, and they play the Celtics.
Right.
And the Heat get that 8th seed, and they play the Cavaliers. So that's, it's the way she goes, man.
The Heat are playing chess. I feel like they planned this all along.
Oh, they plan to play the best team in the Eastern Conference, the 18-loss team in the Eastern Conference?
You can argue. I know the Cleveland Cavaliers have the number one seed, but you can argue that the best team in the East is the Celtics.
I don't think there's an argument. I think they are the best team. And I do think that when it's all said and done, they're probably going to be the ones that come out. But just remember, this is probably the Cleveland fan in me, but remember I said, I think that could go 7 games between the Cavs and the Celtics. And I think a lot of NBA fans would be happy to watch that series go 7 games. As far as other teams in the East outside of the Heat, the Celtics and the Magic, the Afros that we've been mentioning, none of these series really like do it for me. Like, I think I'm going to have fun with the first round series. I said during Russo and Rizzo yesterday that Bucks and Pacers is, I think, going to be interesting because of the Giannis factor. I think just
there's a history with that one too.
There's a history, and like if the Bucks lose this series, is Giannis going to be a disgruntled?
As a Heat fan, I am rooting for the Bucks to get swept.
You don't like, ideally, you don't like the Bucks.
It's not that I don't like the Bucks, but I feel like if you were getting to this point. If the Bucks were to lose this series, if the Bucks were to let down against the Pacers, then we can be looking at a Giannis maybe asking for out. And, you know, Miami's always a destination for those players that want
out. Are you having dreams of grandeur of Giannis Antetokounmpo coming to Miami?
And as a Heat fan, you know, I got to be very careful with this because we've had these dreams without possibly.
And it hasn't happened.
Every single big free agent that I can think of in the past, three, 4 years, the Miami Heat have been, top three
contenders?
The big two,
Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant.
I mean, this goes back to Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving when they were, before Kyrie Irving signed with the Celtics. The Miami Heat were the top three that Kyrie Irving kind of narrowed it down. And like Kyrie Irving, it's been many of those players. Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard. I mean, Damian Lillard was basically wrapped and sealed. He was a Miami Heat, as far as I knew.
Yep.
So, I got to be very careful about these hopes and dreams, but hey, let a man dream.
You're having dreams of grandeur. I mean, love it.
Giannis in Miami at his age, you know, I don't feel like he's reached his peak yet. I feel like he's right under his peak, and that's crazy to say with Giannis. And I just, what better place to get the best out of a player than Miami?
And once again, the aforementioned Russo and Rizzo, Colin and I talked about this situation as well. And is Giannis the kind of player to throw a hissy fit like that? Is he the kind of player to force his way out of Milwaukee? I don't think he is. We'll get to the Western Conference in the next segment.
Well, already kind of hinted towards. He's dropped some hints.
We broke down the Jokic and Giannis situation. The Jokic situation is, you know, they fired the coach. Jokic probably okayed it. Jokic has never played with an all-star, but at the same time, he has a championship. It's similar to Giannis. Giannis has played with the likes of, Chris Middleton and company, but some of those teams are just, they have not been good enough. And I could argue if Kevin Durant was one shoe too small, they're home. They're not even – the Nets go through instead of the Bucks. So I know a championship's a championship. I'm not trying to downplay the Bucks winning back in 2021. All I'm saying is they have not done their due diligence of constructing a good roster for Giannis. And I think I could say the same thing for the Joker. Both of them won championships, but I don't think a lot has gone right since then.
Well, I mean, the Joker stat, that he hasn't played with an all-star, I feel like it's kind of I don't know how Jamal Murray wasn't an all-star in those years.
I'll tell you why.
Injuries. But
and he's always like,
technically, he hasn't played with an all-star player, but, I mean, he's played with all-star caliber players, being Jamal Murray. Michael Porter Jr. is another one that I feel like
he's injured. Like that, there's so many issues, I feel like, with a lot of those players on that team. Like Murray, injuries. Porter, never healthy as well. Murray, I don't want to say would wait until the playoffs, but
he was streaky.
He really was, and that playoff run, he was brilliant. I'm not trying to take anything away from the championship.
Oh, my God, in the bubble? The man was probably like mini LeBron James.
And I'm not trying to take anything away from the championship they won a couple of years after the bubble, but I think that the Joker could be surrounded with something a little better. I think Giannis could probably be surrounded with something a little better.
They're also very tough players to kind of build a roster around, because if you got Giannis, you really can't clog the paint. You can't clog the paint. Giannis is not a jump shooter. He won't pull up from mid-range. He can, but it's not ideal.
But he has the ability to go off dribble and drive to the lane.
Right, but if you have a big man in the lane, there's no space for him to do those things. So it's a very and he's a power forward, so he doesn't play that center
Lopez,
position.
To your point.
Perfect. He's the perfect role for that team.
Lopez floats, I would say, floats
stretch.
Around the arc.
He stretches
floats around,
out the court.
Yeah,
yep.
He floats around the free throw line, the 15-foot jumper area. It's interesting, though.
But that's why I feel like Giannis would fit so well with Miami, because Bam Adebayo, he's not really a paint. Yes, he's a paint presence defensively, but Offensively, you know, he's very versatile. He can kind of play that Jokic role to an extent, not to the level, but he can play that role. And I feel like Giannis and the Miami Heat, it'd just be a perfect fit, kind of like the perfect glove.
Damian is dreaming of Giannis Antetokounmpo on the Heat. We're breaking down Miami going to the playoffs. We're going to be playing Cleveland in that first round. I think a sweep, a gentleman's sweep, is probably in order. The Heat do not have a first-round draft pick. 888-760-3776. What are your thoughts on the Miami Heat making the playoffs, not having a draft pick? Does the draft pick even matter? 888-760-3776. Do they have a chance against the aforementioned Cleveland Cavaliers? We've talked a little bit about the NBA playoffs, broke down that Bucks and Pacers series a little bit. We'll continue to do the same when we return. Once again, Bucks, Pacers, Clippers, Nuggets, Pistons, Knicks, Timberwolves, and Lakers all kicking off today. NBA action on ESPN and ABC at 8:30 with T-Wolves and Lakers all day and night long. When we return, more NBA on Saturday Tailgate.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Full slate of NBA playoffs from 1 o'clock to 8:30. Got games tipping off today. 888-760-3776, that number to get on into Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, taking you all the way up until 10 a.m. The Miami Heat winners last night. Going to be facing the Cleveland Cavaliers coming up in that first round of the playoffs Sunday. You guys ever spill coffee? Because my coffee exploded outside. Now, you know, to fill everybody in. How about that? To fill everybody in. I was running a little late this morning. I didn't have a chance to brew up some coffee at home. So I've been guzzling. I got a term, Damien. I've been guzzling coffee. And I made a coffee in the break. And Damien Perez, who was juggling a soccer ball pretty well, may I add, goes, Riz, can you juggle a soccer ball? I said, back in eighth grade, as I spun the thing down, hit it on my foot.
That should have told me everything. Eighth grade.
Spun the ball, hit it on my foot, landed on the coffee, and it went everywhere. Damien, the splatter radius of that. We're like, how in the hell did it get all the way over here?
This was in the kitchen. If Dave Drew is listening,
Nowhere
near the studio.
I don't have drinks. Folks, I don't have drinks in the studio. But this was in the kitchen, and I swear, man, Damien, that's the farthest blast radius I've ever seen come from a spilled coffee.
Like a super soaker.
And like, I tried to save it. You know what I mean? Like, it fell. I went to grab it because like that's like my weird ability that I can
it's
do.
Like a spidey sense
is like catch something as it's falling. But as I caught it, the coffee is 150 degrees. I got burns on my hand. It was.
See, sometimes that's worse because if it's falling, you know, it'd probably just drip in one spot. If you try to catch it, it kind of just twirls everywhere and it's a wrap.
We had a situation, but Damian Perez, you went to the back, you found towels that I didn't even know existed. So I was able to, you know, go full on custodian and be able to clean it. But it's taken care of. It's taken care of. But Coffee Gate here at ESPN West Palm. Dame, which game are you most excited for? You got Bucks, Pacers, Clippers, Nuggets, Pistons, Knicks, Timberwolves, and the Lakers.
Wow. I feel like it's that time where the NBA just really, it becomes relevant, let's be honest, because the regular season is very tough to watch. It's very dragged out. It's very tough to follow. If I had to pick the best game for today, it's got to be that Nuggets-Clippers game.
Yeah, 3:30. That one's going to be on ESPN. The Clippers, one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They completely beat their over-under season win total of 46.5. I bet the under on that, by the way. It looked pretty good all season long. Then Kawhi Leonard got back And he started playing at an elite level.
And they're flying under the radar, I feel like, the Clippers. Well, you know, nobody really mentioned them.
Here's the issue. No one can guard Harden and Kawhi, but no one can guard Joker.
That's true.
And let's be honest, no one in the NBA can guard the Joker. But I'm interested to see what the game plan from a championship-winning coach, Tyronn Lue, is going to be in that matchup. I don't think, like, I guess they got Zubac.
Yeah, you know, he'll have to have a
Zubac,
very big
and listen, I say no one can guard the Joker. Zubac can certainly kind of limit. He can maybe limit the Joker to a bit. I mean, this is a guy who averaged 16 and 12. It's a guy who is pretty good, all things considered, on the defensive end too, averaging a block a game. No one can guard the Joker. But at the same time, for me to sit here and kind of hi-hat, like, oh, they have no chance of creating a game plan. Maybe they can. Maybe they can. Now, the Nuggets do have the home court advantage. They are without Michael Malone, their head coach.
Yeah, the Clippers are better coached with Ty Lue.
They're favored by 2.5 as well. So later on in the show, folks, we'll build our parlay with our good friends over at Hard Rock Bet. And speaking of Hard Rock Bet, folks, download that app today. They got plenty of awesome bets going on right now. Plenty of good promos. The popular one on Hard Rock Bet right now is the Battle of the Bets. They like do the battle of the over versus the under. Are you going to be on the under? Are you going to be on the over? There's a lot of cool promos that you could get on and tail. Obviously, you could hit that Discover tab. You could see the popular parlays that people are putting together. I'm on the Discover tab right now. Top player props, the over-under club, as I said, Battle of the Bets, follow or fade. You can see what the public is on. So public 72% on the Bucks, while 28% of the public is on the Pacers. You can follow or fade. They got the hot dog tabs as well on the Discover tab. Download that app today, folks. Gamble responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Pistons and Knicks, I think, is very intriguing.
Yeah,
that's
another one.
That's the popular pick amongst NBA heads is that the Pistons are going to give the Knicks everything they have. Pistons are coached by former Cleveland Cavalier coach J.B. Bickerstaff. J.B. really turned around that operation in Cleveland. If we remember, John Beilein, former Michigan head coach, was the head coach in Cleveland. It was an absolute catastrophe. JB stepped in, took over, and the roster obviously improved by the acquisition of Donovan Mitchell. But JB got that team playing good basketball. And they believe, at least, you know, that Kenny Atkinson is the coach that's going to get them over the hump. But certainly the Pistons with JB Bickerstaff, I think, has been a fun team all year long. Kate Cunningham, great player. I'm not seeing the vision there. I think the Knicks win in about six games. Wouldn't surprise me if they win in five. I think a Tom Thibodeau Knick team, a hard-nosed, smash-mouth basketball team.
That's the thing about the Knicks this season.
Oh, for sure.
They haven't had that hard-nosed, gritty identity that they did in the past year. You know, losing Julius Randle, they lost Dante DiVincenzo. Now, granted, they did get
Cat.
But they have lost a bit of that gritty, tough nose defense that they've been known for in the past, and that's kind of worked for them. So that's the big question mark, because the Detroit Pistons, we know they're very physical. They're a very tough team, well-coached, and they got a superstar in Cade Cunningham.
I think, Jalen, I think you're going to be surprised, Dame. I think the Knicks are going to punch him in the face a bit in the series. Not literally, but I think they are going to get physical with him. Like, they still have Josh Hart. I think Josh Hart will probably guard the likes of Jaden Ivey and their stars that they have on the wing. I think Brunson obviously going to guard Cunningham. And I saw, man, 2 years ago when the Cavs lost to the Knicks and the Thibodeau team. Granted, different team, Damian, to your point. But Brunson played bully ball the whole series. He was very physical with the guards of Mitchell and Garland. And I think he's going to do the same to Kate Cunningham. I think this is a welcome to the playoffs kind of moment from Thibodeau and the Knicks, and I think the Knicks are going to take care of business. Like I said, six would not surprise me if this thing goes five. Would not shock me in the slightest. And that game coming up today, and the series kicks off at 6:00 on ESPN.
The Pistons did get the better of the Knicks in the regular season, winning three and only losing one. Now, granted, it is the regular season, And, so take and it with Knicks, a grain of salt.
The Knicks didn't beat anybody.
That's very true.
The Knicks won 51 games, and it sounds like they didn't beat a single soul.
I believe it was just one win against, I think, top three opponents in the Eastern Conference. Something along those lines. Something that doesn't really work in their favor, the narrative at least. But it is the playoffs. They might flip the switch, but I don't know. I got a lot of question marks with this Knicks team.
I just flipped the switch. No, that song. Yeah.
Flip.
Little Drake. Finally, the last game we need to touch on, T-Wolves and Lakers. This is probably the best. I think
this is a toss-up, in my opinion.
I think this is the best of the bunch. You went Clippers and Nuggets. I'm intrigued by Bucks and Pacers. I'm intrigued by Clips and Nuggets. I'm not as intrigued with Pistons and Knicks because I do think the Knicks are going to dominate that series. But this is Timberwolves and Lakers. Now, if you get a Luka Doncic and a LeBron James that are on the same level, I don't think anybody in the Western Conference can compete with the Lakers. I think that this thing is relatively new. I'm not saying that they're still getting their bearings together. They had about 20 to 30 games of getting used to each other. But I do think if I had to give the edge to a team, it would be the Lakers. I think the Timberwolves got worse in the offseason. That's my two cents. I've said that earlier. I've said that on this program and the show. I think with them getting rid of Kat, I thought they got worse in the offseason, not better. So for that factor, I think the Lakers got better with the trade from Luka Doncic. I think that LeBron James is still a top five player in the NBA. You pair that with arguably two top tier players in Luka and LeBron, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, now, and to your point, I mean, the Lakers, I'm sure Luka Doncic is going to be the main man, even though LeBron's on the court. LeBron will sort of defer. He'll let Luka kind of do his thing. But if Luka's not having a good night, you still have LeBron to fall back on. And what a player to fall back on, right? What a player to be, quote unquote, 1B in your scheme. The Wolves, however, if Anthony Edwards is not playing lights out, if he's not playing Michael Jordan level, I mean, they have nobody to fall back on. And Julius Randle's not going to do it for you.
Ant's obviously 27 a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, to Dame's point. They do have the aforementioned, who used to play for the Knicks, Dante DiVincenzo, but where the Lakers, I think, are going to struggle, obviously Anthony Edwards.
And the size.
And that's what I'm getting to. Ant is no one on the Lakers. I was about to say no one on the Lakers wants to play defense between Luka and LeBron. The identity of that team isn't necessarily defense. So I think Ant is going to have a field day. But I think Luka and LeBron are going to have field days as well. The issue is inside. I can't stand Rudy Gobert. I think he's the most overrated player in arguably NBA history. But
he's a
problem down there. He's going to be a problem down there. Naz Reid is going to be a problem. Like, these are very physical down low players that I don't think the Lakers can necessarily match up well with. You're going to need Luka Doncic to play like a top three player. You're going to need LeBron James to play like a top five player in the NBA. And you're going to need that. You're going to need that to mix. You're going to need that to mix, and you're going to need that to mesh. And you're going to have to find a way to neutralize Anthony Edwards, who might be averaging 30 points by the end of this series.
But to your point, if you do neutralize Anthony Edwards, I mean, that's basically it for the Timberwolves. I mean, I know
their
you
size,
mentioned
they can bother him with the size.
That's
I'm not
why
saying they're
going
to go down. Dame, I'm not saying they're going to go down low every single play like this is 1968 with Bill Russell, the great Bill Russell down there. But at the same time, defensively, I could see empty possessions. If the Lakers aren't careful, I could see empty possessions for them.
That's why this series is not a clear-cut Lakers will sweep series. You know, it's a series where I think the Lakers are going to win, but I could also see how the Anthony Edwards,
how the
Timberwolves complicated for them.
Let me put it this way. If the Lakers don't win, I've said all season long after the acquisition of Luka Doncic for the Lakers that this season doesn't matter. This season doesn't matter.
I don't think it'd be a flop.
If they lose first round, I mean, my God, that's going to be a storyline going into next year. LeBron is, as I said, he's probably not the best player in the league anymore, but he's still a top five player. He's still one of the greatest of all time and one of the best in the league at 42, 41 years old. But if they lose first round, they're going to be doomed. I'm telling you, they're going to be doomsdaying over there at our sister station at ESPN LA. I promise you.
But if we really look at this roster, I mean, this roster is not built to win a championship. I know they have Luka Doncic and LeBron James, And many would say that's enough to win a championship. But overall, I mean, other than that, they really, I know Austin Reeves has stepped up in a big way, but other than Luka Doncic, LeBron James, I mean, they really lack size, which I think in the playoffs is very important. You need that size, especially if you're in the Western Conference and you're matching up against teams like the Timberwolves, like the Denver Nuggets. Who's going to match up against Jokic if they play the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals?
You don't
trust
Jackson Hayes, 7-footer?
I think he'll start the game for you, but that's about it.
He's got the size, but
it's about foul trouble with him. Now, if he can stay out of foul trouble, I mean, maybe, but I just don't think he's the level of defender where he can defend a player like Jokic and stay out of foul trouble.
888-760-3776, the number to call into the show. We are breaking down the playoff games here that are happening today on Saturday, April 19th. Beautiful day here in West Palm Beach. You know, that's not a surprise. But, Dame, it's been, I'll tell you what, we've had top-tier weather days all week long.
Oh, yeah. But those
all
hot,
week long down
those
here.
Hot days are right around the corner.
I don't
so
care.
Enjoy
bring it on.
These days.
Bring it on.
The sun does feel good when you walk out and you just feel it on your skin.
Bring it on, Dame. I'm ready for the hot days. All right. I don't mind the.
You sound like someone who's lived his entire life up north.
I don't mind them. I was down here in July. I know how hot it gets.
That's right.
Moved here July 19th.
So July will be a year, correct?
July 19th, correct. It's going to be a full year down here.
Time flies.
In West Palm Beach. But I don't know. To open the curtain, as I say, to open the curtain. We have Inter-Miami today. We have Inter-Miami soccer coming up at 4:30. Dame, what are you going to do until you got to come back here? So we're off at 10. Damien will probably be here for a half hour doing some post-show stuff. What are you going to do when you get home at 11 o'clock?
It's very easy. I'm going to turn on USA Today, maybe some Peacock on the side, and watch the Premier League games.
Okay.
10 a.m. first kickoff.
Which ones are you? I'm a Mr. Prem myself. I don't care about with United being as bad as they are in the league.
Hard Rock will help with
that. Yeah, they are good friends over at Hard Rock Bet. Download the app, folks. It's a lot of fun, but I guess as a miserable United fan, I just can't even stomach. We are so uncompetitive in that league. And you can go check out our soccer podcast, folks. You can get a lot more on West Palm FC on our ESPN Play YouTube page. Give us a subscription. That is West Palm FC. You can hear Damian Perez, Elias Bustamante, and I talk about soccer. Dude, we're 14th. We're 14th on the table. What do I care about the Premier League this year? Now,
but undefeated in Europe.
There are... There are implications for Champions League between teams like Newcastle and Chelsea and Aston Villa and company. United, we are in the Europa League. We're in the semifinals of the Europa League. But I don't know, Dame. I'm just so down on the Prem this year because of how bad my team is. Now, you're a Liverpool fan. You have your popcorn out. And
yeah, this has been a great season. I mean, it's one of those seasons where we basically knew Liverpool was a champion, a month ago?
Yeah.
I mean, the writing was on the wall. Well, so
you
now,
knew when Arsenal was in second place, that they weren't going to do anything.
I can just sit back and just enjoy games. I don't have to worry about implications. I don't have to worry about who wins what. Just simply sit back, maybe build a little 14 parlay and just enjoy the games.
Love it. Download the app, folks. That is our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Dame's going to be taking advantage of that. And speaking of Hard Rock Bet, when we return, we're going to create a parlay with our good friends over at Hard Rock Bet right here on Saturday Tailgate.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
NBA playoffs for real today, kicking off at 1 o'clock. You got games from 1 o'clock all the way to 8:30. It is Christmas for NBA fans. And we're going to be putting together a parlay with our good friends over at Hard Rock Bet. Folks, download the Hard Rock Bet app today. I mentioned the Battle of the Bets earlier in the show. The follower fade, the overs club, the under club. You go hit the Discover tab. Take a look at the top player props. Truly a great time to be getting involved with the NBA playoffs, as I've mentioned, starting MLB in full swing as well. We still have our football, our soccer side of things. We're going to be putting together a parlay right now with the good friends at Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21, physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMITIT. That is 1-888-ADMITIT. All right, Dame, let's take a look at the NBA side of things today. The Bucks are plus six. I'm all over this, man. The plus six. What, is Indiana going to blow the doors off of them in game one? Now, the NBA is tricky. Six. Like we saw last night, Dame, game went to overtime and the Heat won by nine. So, you know, six not necessarily. Exactly. Six not necessarily meaning that it's an absolute blowout, but I am going to take the Bucks plus six. I think they win today. So I'm going to go Bucks plus six. Next, continuing down the line here, I want to take the Knicks, but seven is too much. And that money line at minus 300 doesn't really do it for me.
I think that game will be close. I think seven is a lot of points.
You like Detroit in that.
I do. I think Detroit wins that series outright. And that's, I didn't want to say it because part of me is that I don't like the Knicks bias. You know, okay, that does exist.
It does.
But I can really see this being a tough matchup for the Knicks.
So do you want to take the pit? Dude, do you think the Pistons win today?
I think they'll cover seven. How about that?
All right. We'll take Pistons plus seven. I need a favorite now.
Knicks don't blow out teams. Let's be honest.
Lakers are at four. Nuggets at 2.5. We'll go with the Nuggets at 2.5. Are you all right with that?
Yep.
So as of right now, Bucks six, plus six, Pistons plus seven, Nuggets -2.5. All of those folks, -110 bets. We're going to parlay it with their good friends over at Hard Rock Bet. So that's three. Let's take two. So the Sunday games tomorrow, Orlando and Boston, Miami and Cleveland, Golden State and Houston. I'm taking Golden State plus 1.5, Damian.
Love that. I love that.
Do you have a Sunday game you want us to take?
Let's stay away from that Heat-Cleveland game.
Okay.
I think that 12.5 number is very tricky. If I had to take one, it would be the Heat. But like I said, I don't want to be a homer.
And I don't want to be a homer.
What about the Lakers? Did we throw the Lakers in there?
You want the Lakers at four?
Why not? You know,
-4?
I think the Lakers at home, this is the first game of the series.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about the spread. See, I was going money.
You want to go -200? I'll go -200. Are they -200? The money line's -200.
In a parlay, we're doing a 14 parlay. I feel like that'll be
Dude, this is a lot more than a 14 parlay, my friend. Because we got Bucks plus six, Pistons plus seven, Nuggets -2.5, Warriors plus 1.5, and the Lakers to outright win at -200. Now, do you want to throw it? You said you're going to be betting on Prem all morning. Do you want to throw a soccer bet in there for us?
What about Inter Miami, Columbus, both teams to score?
Okay, hang on here. Hold on. Let me go over to my handy dandy MLS.
These two teams, they are the only two teams in the MLS who are undefeated. Columbus is a very tough team. I don't know if Miami will get the win. I know they'll score a goal coming off two consecutive ties. So I think Inter Miami is going to look for the 3 points. Just to be safe, I love the both teams to score. I mean, I don't know the odds of that.
Player props, halves, goals. First half score, odds and evens, goal range. Maybe help me out here, Dame.
Here. I can
score
find
first corners. It's, where do I go? I'm on the app. So teams, goals, halves.
You just click on the matchup, and it'll be an option that's named
Game Lines.
Both teams to score.
It's under Game Lines. There we are. Both teams to score. Mm-hmm. Yes, -190.
Okay,
all right.
So it's not that. It's all the right, odds aren't the best.
So $20 will net us $608 if this hits. 20 to win 608. Bucks plus six. Pistons plus seven. Nuggets -2.5. Warriors plus 1.5. Lakers to win. Both teams to score in Inter Miami and Columbus coming up at 4:30 right here on ESPN 106.3. My good friend Ken, our good friend Ken LaVica is going to be on the call. And then on the Porte side, obviously you got Leo Vega on the call. And I believe, Damien, you're part of the pregame crew.
Yes. Pregame Acción Rosa Negra. And then the official pregame, as well as the game call, will be Leo Vega and Fernando Fiore.
Is our good friend Elias Bustamante, is he going to be on today too?
He is part of the background. He's all in the back, behind the scenes.
He is the mastermind. Control man.
Yes,
yeah.
There you go.
The control man.
He's
the one making sure that...
He's the Juan Pinzon of ESPN.
The Juan Pinzon, the one that making sure we go over the airwaves. So, folks, that's our parlay. We are not professionals. Damien, we are not.
No, as you can see, we built this parlay very organically, just, you know, chit-chatting right here in studio. There was no background to it. You know, we obviously know enough to build parlays, but, you know, we're not experts here.
Bucks plus six, Pistons plus 7, Nuggets minus 2.5, and Warriors plus 1.5, Lakers to win, and the aforementioned Inter Miami and Columbus Crew, both teams to score minus 190. That game's in my backyard.
That's right.
That game's in Cleveland Browns Stadium.
The Dog Pound.
Yeah. You ever been?
No, I have not.
We should go.
I went to Ohio, but it was Columbus.
Did you go to an Ohio State game?
No, I went to a Columbus Crew.
Oh, nice.
It was like a little Columbus Crew thing.
Nice.
It was fun. I did experience a tornado. That was crazy.
What?
Not like actual, like I was in it, but I guess in the area, you know, the tornado alarms went off and nine.
We don't get it, but like the reason I do that, dude, we don't get a lot of tornadoes here? In Ohio. We don't.
Oh wow, I thought that was one of like.
No, God no, and dude, we had God forbid, making a sign of the cross when we had the hurricanes. Remember those crazy tornadoes that were knocking down houses and
when
stuff?
When we have hurricanes, we'll have like isolated tornadoes.
Dude, that was scary. They're honest to God,
was out in Wellington.
To be honest, Dame. When I saw those hitting ground in Palm Beach County, I was a little scared.
Yeah.
It was the first time, like, oh my God, wow. Like, here we go. And hurricane season, D, what, starts in September?
Yes, November, actually.
November. Yep. Okay. November, because I swear that happened earlier. That was before November.
Correct.
Which was a little odd.
They'll start, like, it's like late September, you know, but officially it's in November. But sometimes you'll have a few that kind of develop late September. But officially, I believe it's November to... Can't remember when it ends, but I know it starts in November.
Quickly, folks, we're running out of time here. The Sunday matchups: Heat and Grizzlies and Thunder at 1:00, Magic and Celtics at 3:30, Heat and Cavaliers at 7, and the Warriors and Rockets at 9:30. I think the best matchup of the day is probably going to be Warriors and Rockets. Mm-hmm. God, 9:30, Dame. Listen, I'm a night owl, but my God, 9:30.
That's the West Coast versus East Coast timing.
My God, buddy. That's the best game. I may have to be up for that.
It's definitely the closest game for sure.
I have not bought into fake tough guy Ime Udoka. I have not. I am not fake tough guy Ime Udoka. Folks, that's going to wrap things up here on Saturday Tailgate. Appreciate Damian Perez hitting the ones and twos behind the glass and obviously being a great co-host as he always is on the program. I'm Mike Rizzo. We'll catch up with you guys next week. Enjoy the NBA. If you're sticking around later on, 4:30, we have Inter Miami. I'll be coming up on the pregame side of things on the English side coming up at 4:00. It's a 4:30 kickoff. I'll be back in studio at 4:00 later on today. We'll see you. Bye.